Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Julian, you were in the courtroom today when Bobby Cremo made an appearance?
That's right, Lisa. We were there. He had his formal arraignment, and through his public defender, he pleaded not guilty.
And what is the thought process? I know you're not his lawyer, but he did at some point admit to these crimes, correct?
Yeah. Initially, there were reports that he had confessed to these crimes. But the proceedings today were just the formal arraignment on these charges, 21 first-degree murder counts, 48 counts of attempted murder, 48 counts of aggravated battery. But he has a public defender. His family has not appointed a defense attorney to defend him. So it's not clear, you know, what their next move is. Eric Reinhart, the Lake County state's attorney, we talked to him afterwards, and we asked him about are there any discussions for any potential plea deal, maybe to avoid a trial, and Reinhart would not comment on that. This is still an unfolding investigation, so Reinhart holding his cards close to his chest, but Lisa, it's not clear, you know, what his defense strategy is going to be. We're still in the early stages of this.
And what was his demeanor?
You know, he was very quiet. The judge asked him if he had a complete understanding of the charges against him, and he would answer the judge usually, you know, with one word, yes, but very quiet, kind of withdrawn. He was wearing a jail jumpsuit. He was in handcuffs. And the courtroom, along with Cremo's parents who were there, it seemed like the courtroom was packed with either loved ones or friends of those who have been killed or maimed by this terrible July 4th incident. So a lot of emotion in the courtroom, but the proceeding was over very quickly, and they'll be back in court in November.
And people maintained and abided by the rules of the courtroom, and there were no outbursts?
There were not any outbursts. The Lake County sheriff's bailiffs were very careful to let everybody in the room know that they weren't going to tolerate any outbursts. Very heavy security here at the Lake County Courthouse today. I guess the prosecutors and the sheriff just wanted to make sure that everything went smoothly.
Did he have on leg shackles, too?
You know, from my vantage point, I was in the jury box, and I could not see his feet. I could only see his wrists with the handcuffs on. But, you know, it's typical when they're transporting or bringing prisoners over from the jail to the court complex that they do wear leg irons as well.
Well, thank you for giving us an update since we couldn't be in that courtroom alongside you, but you certainly painted a picture for us, and I'm intrigued as to what their eventual deal will be. You know, if there is a plea deal or he pleads insanity or whatever it might be, will there ever be any background on or proof that he really did admit or confess to these shootings, these crimes, these murders?
You know, it's not unusual for individuals to tell investigators to confess to something, but then during the proceeding, when, you know, the lawyers are going through discovery and evidence, oftentimes these kinds of confessions are set aside, and the defendant, if they want to plead not guilty, they'll proceed with a trial. So it's not that unusual. I've seen this happen time and time again, but it will be very interesting to see what his thought process is.
We appreciate your work, Julian. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.